Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
I was on my summer holidays over the weekend. I was off Friday and Monday because I did a little staycation. I was on the Shannon with a group of friends. There was seven of us away for 3 days. And of the group of seven, three of us did it last year. Four were new timers or first timers to holidaying on the River Shannon. And it just struck me, the amount of people who, you know, they just got in touch or contacted me afterwards asking about the holidays on the boats and how they work and where you can do them from. And it, you know, it struck me over the weekend that this is probably something we don't promote enough. Yes, there's various different types. You can spend probably as little or as much as you want doing it if it's your summer holiday. But you would have to wonder, as an island country, do we promote our waterways, our Irish waterways, enough, or could we do more to try and promote them as holiday destinations? Katrina Walsh is the owner of Lockheed Boat Tours. Katrina's with me here on Lunchtime Live today because you're a family business, Katrina. Do you feel we do enough to promote the waterways as holiday spots?
Hi, Andrea. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I think that Folch Ireland do a good job promoting Ireland's hidden heartlands. But obviously, as a business owner, I would love more, you know, particularly when we're in the centre and it is so beautiful, as you've experienced yourself.
Yeah. You know, it's remarkable, though. Like, it seems to me that most people who hire boats or rent boats for a day or two here or there over a weekend, Katrina, they're probably people who have had a family member who's done that before. Or maybe they did it as a child, as opposed to newcomers starting to do it.
Do you know, you're right, Andrea, and if people are interested in having that opportunity, we'd welcome you down to Lockheed Forest Park, Lockheed Boat Tours. We bring you out for an hour cruise around the lake, or you can even have a speedboat trip or rent a rowing boat for an hour. And that might give you a sense of what it might be like to spend a little bit more time on the water. It's truly beautiful.
Mike Clinton is the marine engineer and owner of Clinton Marine Services and the Shannon Boat Owners Club. Is it mainly Irish tourists or tourists from overseas, Mike, that are experiencing Ireland via boat?
Hi, Andrea, and great to talk to you again. I remember welcoming you onto the waterways last year for your holiday.
Yeah, and turn back again.
Back again, and looking forward to seeing you again, please God. We get a lot of tourism, all right. Germany used to be a huge place, a huge country for visiting Ireland, and France, Swiss. We got Americans. We still do. We had the Shannon Princess, the floating hotel boat from Athlone, bringing American tourists out on luxury holidays. It's the type of thing, you get a lot of people hiring boats to not only just to have holidays, but they also hire to sample what it's like to have boat ownership and just basically see, is boating for me? We get a huge amount of that. Waterways Ireland are doing fantastic work upgrading harbours and facilities. You have the Inland Waterways Association of Ireland as well, promoting our waterways, which are a volunteer group, by the way.
Right.
And my own page, the Shannon Boat Owners Club, promoting our waterways at every opportunity. You know, we look. Is Ireland been... We've priced ourselves out of the market for an awful lot.
Okay, so you think it's sort of cost prohibitive, is it really, for maybe a lot of people to look at it?
It is. It is. Now, I can see from the hire companies, I can see where they're coming from, and I can also see from the tourists. Like, a lot of people are going to turn around and say, well, you know, to hire a boat for $2,000, $3,000 a week, whatever... you know, we could go to Spain and go there instead. But it's a holiday that has to be experienced on the waterways. We have our own boat based in Athlone. We love it. Yeah. Would we go to Spain and that on holidays? No.
No, you wouldn't. Well, I know, I can tell you, we paid a lot less than that and there were seven of us and there's no way we probably would have got one night in a hotel in Ireland for, you know, what we got actually on the Shannon for three nights. So look, I think probably if people look around and maybe depending on how big the group is, that might dictate the cost. But John Fitzgerald is with us too, Mike. John's the president of the Inland Waterways Association of Ireland. Do you feel we utilise our waterways enough, John?
Yes, good afternoon, Andrea. Yes, there's a cohort of people who utilise the waterways constantly, boat owners, which we support and campaign to keep the waterways very active, right from the canals and the restoration of the canals through to the Shannon and the Shannon Erne and up onto the Erne. Yes, people are beginning to come back to using their boats again. COVID put a dampener on everything for everybody. Mm. And I think we really only feel now. Last year saw lock numbers increase for the first time in a long time. Now, it was only small numbers, but that's how Waterways Ireland would judge the number of boats that are using the system.
But that's how you know.
They pass the locks and the bridges. And as you'd have known yourself on your recent holiday,
yeah,
it isn't cheap, but it's a very, very good way of educating children as well. If you're in a family group, there's loads of nature along, you see loads of birds. They can fish, you know, as well as travel from place to place. Like, we've great facilities such as Lochee Forest Park with loads of extra things. We've Carrick on Shannon, you know, all the way down to Athlone, all the way down to the bottom of Loch Derg to Killaloe. You know, they can navigate the whole way.
I actually think for children, you know, I would have thought for bringing kids on a holiday, it's a holiday I would think of adventure. There's a real sense of adventure that comes with it in terms of either, you know, learning about steering or driving the boat. It's a lot trickier, I can tell you, than I certainly thought.
It takes a bit of practice.
The docking is something else. You know, even just the idea of navigating.
You just brought a thing up. Navigating, mooring the boat in and out the locks, seeing how the locks work. You know, people realising probably for the first time, you actually go up and down hill on the river. You know, the weirs hold the water back and the locks allow you to travel down, as you know, or up, depending on where you start, the strength you're going in. But, you know, in total agreement with your last commentator there, Waterways Ireland is doing a fantastic job with very limited resources, at renewing a lot of the facilities in our harbours. They're working tirelessly on faults. We report them. We constantly are dealing with them with bits and pieces. People are reporting from toilet blocks, shower blocks. But as you know, most of the modern cruisers you hire nowadays are like home from home.
Yeah.
They're much bigger boats. When I started boating 30 years ago, the average size of a boat was 27 to 30 feet, which would be the very smallest boat now in hire fleet. They go up to 44, 46 feet now, as you probably know.
Yeah, they're absolutely huge. Well, there were seven of us, and, you know, we managed with, I felt certainly we'd, you know, plenty of space on the boat as well over three nights. I suppose for a lot of people, is it just that maybe they feel, John, it's, you know, and maybe I would agree with this too, it's very weather dependent.
Not at all.
Do you not think?
March and I finish at the end of October. No, see, our boat has central heating on it. It has hot showers on it. It has everything you need. You can steer indoor, inside on most boats as well as outside in the elements. You know, there's a lot of, you know, and I'm not speaking for the hire companies here, but there's a lot of good value off-peak to be had, you know, for long weekends and that, cruising, which you can do a nice cruise. Where did you start your cruise from?
Carrick and Shannon.
From Carrick, yeah. Well, you could do Lochee Forest Park.
Yeah,
you could
that's what
do
we did.
Down to the river, you know, I don't know how far down you went, through Rooskey, down to Drummond.
Not quite, you know, as far, thing, but
you didn't go quite as far, but you could do that in the weekend if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or if you go the other way, you could go up through Leitrim Village onto the Shannon.
Yeah, we went round Carrick and Shannon and Battlebridge and Leitrim Village and ended up down in Drumsna and kind of back to Carrick and Shannon again. But it is, look, it's a lovely experience if you're fortunate enough to get to do it. Do you find that, though, I suppose, maybe for a lot of people that are starting out, Mike, is it a little bit, are people put off by the weather maybe here or concerned about how it might be?
No, not really. We get good days, we get bad days. I mean, you know, it's Ireland. There's no such thing as bad weather, there's bad clothing. as I remember you saying one day, it's just the way, you know, as was said there, it's boats can be driven inside or outside. If you get as far as, say, heading to Loch Derg and you visit, just to mention two magical places on Loch Derg, you have the Forest Park there in Port Umna, which is just unbelievable. And you're not too far from Port Umna village to do your shopping.
Yeah, okay. So it's one you'd recommend. And the other one then?
Oh, and the other one is Terryglass. I mean, if you want to step into one of the most beautiful, picturesque places on this planet, drop into Terryglass.
It's worth a visit. Maybe we'll put it on the list for next year. Alex is with us too, Mike. Alex is the general manager of Killary Boat Tours. I believe you'd some familiar faces on your tour this week, Alex.
We did. It's lovely to talk to you, Andrea. We were very lucky on Saturday. We had Lewis Capaldi and Sam Fender arrived for our 4 o'clock sailing along with Fontaines DC. So there was great excitement there.
Did you know they were coming, or was it just a complete surprise?
We knew they were in the area because a few of the guys had seen them out in the pub the day before, but we didn't know they were going to come out. But, you know, it's the Killary Fjord Boat Tour is one of the best things to do in the area. So, you know, we were hoping. And, yeah, they came out and they had a great tour of us.
So where did you bring them?
So we are just outside the village of Leenan, and we do a tour of Killary Fjord. So from Nancy's Point right up to the mouth of the fjord and back again, it's a 14-kilometre round trip. And we've a guide and commentary. It's a unique way of seeing the fjord. You know, from the boat level, it gives you a really good view of Mille Ray and of the fjord itself. So it's absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, and it's a day trip, really, is it, Alex? That you guys offer?
It's an hour and a half trip. So we do four trips a day every day. So it's an ideal thing to, if you're doing a tour of Connemara, you can come out and do an hour and a half trip on the boat. But we also do private events as well, which would be longer.
Yeah.
That,
I'm sure. Were there other guests there on the boat on the day? I'm sure they got some surprise.
Yeah,
were they?
Yeah, we had a few other guests out there. They were well surprised when they saw them coming on. I think Lewis Capaldi would be the most recognisable, but
Fontaines DC and Sam Fender as well.
Sam Fender as well. Now I knew Lewis Capaldi. I'll be totally honest with you. I wouldn't have recognised the other guys, but the younger guys in the crew informed me very quickly.
Yeah, they're well spotted. Well, I'm sure it's a must see if you're in the area or if you're travelling around Connemara at all over the summer period. As Texter's got in touch to say, having moved to the Midlands 6 years ago, the waterways around the Midlands are absolutely amazing. There's so much to do and see with the new Greenway on the Grand and Royal Canal. So accessible as well, and the Harbour Master's House B&B Shannon Harbour in County Offaly too. Another recommendation from Darren. Alex, John Fitzgerald from Inland Waterways Association of Ireland, Mike Clinton and Katrina Walsh, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.